American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy hosting a town hall in Springfield, Ohio yesterday to hear residents' concerns over the Haitian illegal aliens coming into their city. Chanley Painter has more.
The former Republican presidential candidate hosted about 200 Springfield residents with an additional 100 in an overflow room. Many shared their concerns about the toll on the city since an influx of at least 12,000 Haitian migrants. Others spoke to Ramaswamy about city services unable to keep up with the increased demand, including one mother who said police didn't show up for her daughter. Ramaswamy, an Ohio native, met with Springfield city officials as well as Haitian community members before the town hall.
Illegal immigration continues to be a key issue for voters. Sylacauga, Alabama, City Councilwoman Laura Heath joined Fox's The Ingram Angle, explaining the struggles her city faces with the influx of illegals.
All we know is that these people are here with work permits, not work visas, and that they are seeking jobs. And there's a big language barrier between us.
A recent Scripps Ipsos poll found that 54% of Republicans and independents support a mass deportation policy for illegal aliens. Former President Trump delivering remarks to Jewish Americans at the Israeli-American Council National Summit in Washington. The former president predicting what would happen if he loses the election.
If I don't win this election, and the Jewish people would really have a lot to do with that if that happens, because at 40%, that means 60% of the people are voting for the enemy. Israel, in my opinion, will cease to exist within 2 years, and I believe I'm 100% right.
The 2024 presidential election is growing closer as Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump rally for support. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says Harris doesn't have any policies.
She can't even answer questions about what she would do about the border, what she would do to bring grocery prices down. They ask her, what would you do to do inflation? She says, well, I was born middle. I grew up in a middle class family. Well, that's nice, but that is not a plan for this country's future.
The University of Michigan announced it will use $500,000 for what it calls anti-racism projects. Brunson Woodruff has more.
On the surface, anti-racism projects might sound pretty good. The trouble is, they serve right the opposite purpose, and they educate students with material that has little to no benefit to the majority of the workforce. Dr. Zachary Marshall is editor-in-chief of Campus Reform. He explained his team has found that this is part of the university's multi-million-dollar anti-racism initiative. He said the institution is pouring millions of dollars into the initiative, and sometimes we'll see smaller happenings pop up like this story, with $500,000 going into these projects.
What we want our audience to be aware of is how much a public university is spending money and resources into this singly minded and misguided initiative. It's a complete waste of taxpayer money.
One of the projects is called Radical Capitalism and Anti-Racism in Kenyan Conservation.
You know, it's like add noun, adverb, minority, and then you get an academic project that somehow gets funding.
Another project is called Ubuntu AI, empowering design collaborations across the Black Atlantic with artificial intelligence. The course's goals include investigating, quote, how AI might reverse its potentially debilitating impact on Black artisans. Marshall thinks this is doing nothing to help form campus cohesion or to help students. He also says it's not a good use of taxpayer money.
This seems to be more about pet projects than it does about advancing the university's research mission or providing a good education to its students.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
House Speaker Mike Johnson honoring former members of Congress who have passed away in the last year during a congressional memorial service yesterday.
We all experience late nights and sharp debates in this building, and even with vehement disagreements sometimes, we govern ultimately as a family. So when we lose one of our own, we feel it very deeply.
European markets traded lower on Friday after Asian stocks surged as a rally driven by the Federal Reserve's big cut to the interest rates faded. More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.